God of wonders.
To you.
we will not be shaken.
Thank you. thank you that you are our firm foundation. I just see this, just such a strong and thick and secure foundation beneath our feet, Lord God. I praise you. Jesus, you as the cornerstone, we worship you. And it's only because of you that we can sing something like this. It's because of you, Lord God. And we just pray that you continue to build your church, Lord God. Build us up, build our brothers and sisters up, Lord God, around this region, in this province, in this nation, Lord God, in this world. Praise you.
The night.
Good, good Father.
I win.
And stories of what they think you're like, but I hear the tender whisper of love in the dead of night. You tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. Oh, I see many searching for answers only. Thank you.
that song, whether we're relating to you as we sang in the earlier song as the lion or the lamb, whether it's in discipline or tough times or those tender moments that we have with you, we can still sing that you're a good, good Father, and that you are all those things, and you want us to be more like you.
Be enthroned? It's a Bethel.
This song is just, like, the first time that I heard it, it was one of those that it was like, and it doesn't happen to me actually with most songs. It usually takes me a few times to listen, then I'm like, oh, I really love this. But it just, there was something about this one that just resonated with me, and just even, like, you know, how it talks about that, like, be glorified, Jesus be glorified. And I had a conversation this week about how, like, Jesus is longing to be glorified, and that's something that we can do together as part of his body, and that he will do as well to point to himself, and yeah, there was just this pushback, and I actually, as I was thinking about it, I was like, oh, I'm actually, I think, righteously angry, because there was this, no, like, you know, Jesus, you are the one, and yeah, so just, like, there's so much that I've just been, I don't know, that I just feel God is teaching me, and even as I'm sleeping and having dreams, I'm not remembering, but I know that God is teaching and preparing. And we talked earlier about, or I think Carlene just mentioned about, like, God is our fortress, and you know, the light of our salvation, and it's like, yeah, we've got to stand, because there are things coming that, if we're not standing, it's gonna uproot us. And so, yeah. So I just thank God that we can glorify Him now unhindered, but that I want to do that even when there is persecution. That is like, oh, yeah.
Thank you.
worthy, Lord.